With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Montana's political parties are getting ready for a sprint race to fill the seat of former Congressman Ryan Zinke. Zinke was confirmed as Secretary of the Interior Department for the Trump administration Wednesday morning. Shortly after, Zinke released a letter resigning as Montana's lone voice in the U.S. House. The announcement spurred into motion a 10-day political tournament between more than a dozen politicians and political outsiders hoping to replace Zinke.
All of them have been traveling across the state, and, you know, there's some folks that have had a lot of time to visit with people, and there's some new folks that have entered in.
This is Nancy Keenan. She's the executive director of the Montana Democratic Party. Democratic delegates from around the state are gathering this Sunday, March 5th, in Helena, to select their nominee for the special election for the U.S. House, which will be held May 25th. When asked, Keenan wouldn't name any frontrunners out of the eight Democrats who want to replace Zinke. She says it's not the job of party leaders to choose between candidates.
Our role is to run the convention. It is the role of those delegates who are elected in their communities to choose who they think best can represent them.
Keenan says every candidate, once they're sponsored by at least two delegates, will have a turn to give a speech about why they're the best pick for the nomination. Then whoever wins the support of a majority of delegates becomes the party's candidate. After losing Montana's U.S. House seat in November to Ryan Zinke by 15 points, this special election gives Democrats a second chance. The party will hold a rally they're calling Blue No Matter Who directly after the convention Sunday, aiming to tap into the support thrown behind other protests and rallies since Trump has taken office.
The Blue No Matter Who is basically calling all of our activists and folks that have been involved since the election, and at that point begin to talk about how we can mobilize people in their local communities, you know, knocking doors, making phone calls, talking to their neighbors.
Keenan says whoever is nominated by the Democratic Party will run on a message of keeping President Donald Trump in check. Because although Trump won 56% of the state in November, Keenan says Montanans still want a representative that will question Trump's actions.
Well, I think the choice for the voters is going to be pretty clear.
This is Montana GOP Chair Jeff Essman.
Donald Trump was the favorite in Montana very strongly just a few months ago. I believe those voters will be turning out again to support Trump's agenda.
And Essman says that means picking a Republican to fill Ryan Zinke's seat. Republican delegates will nominate their party's contender in Helena on Monday, March 6th. Essman says there are seven people who paid the party's required $1,700 entry fee. The Republican Party also requires nominee hopefuls to have the endorsement of 10 other party members from around the state. Essman says he intentionally stays away from picking favorites or saying which candidates will likely win the party's nomination. He says it will be up to the four delegates that lead each county's Republican Party to vote on who becomes the GOP nominee.
The chairman, their finance chair, a state committee man, and a state committee woman. Those are the four people that will have votes.
Essman says the Montana GOP has already started fundraising and hiring staff to promote voting efforts among their party once it's clear who they'll be supporting.
You know, the wheels are in motion for us to support a strong run and a win in May.
The special election to select Montana's next U.S. House representative will take place May 25th. Governor Steve Bullock made that announcement Wednesday morning, choosing to hold the election as soon as Montana law allows. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.